Everyone's here with John Rugg, one of our supportive missionaries, on his way back to Chile. So why don't you give us a little update? Are you traveling? Do you expect to travel soon? And what is that going to look like for y'all?
Well, yesterday we were supposed to leave the house that we were living in for over 10 months at 9 o'clock. I think it was around 11:30, quarter to 12 after, by the time we got the last stuff packed. and so it was with some sadness that we left there because, it was in Kathy's hometown. And, unlike my family, Kathy's family goes way, way back, years and years, actually centuries in Pennsylvania. And so, we left there the first time that she had been living near her family in 50 years. Mm-hmm. And a house that was graciously provided by, somebody in the, Hino Valley community. So, uprooting is difficult, I can tell you that. Last night, we were just grateful to have had the necessary things with us in a hotel here in Indianapolis on our way to St. Louis to see relatives, return the van, and then fly to Denver and go see my sister and my 96-year-old mother.
Wow.
And then to fly back to Pittsburgh on the 6th, and on the 8th then to fly down to Chile. So that's where we are right now, in the midst of having gone through a tremendous upheaval. If this phone call had occurred yesterday, I don't think I could have been present because yesterday we were really struggling from having been up late the night before.
Getting everything packed. Well, y'all are definitely in transition.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you're going to be back in Chile for Christmas and you'll be there with your children?
That is correct. Children and grandchildren.
That's outstanding.
Including the latest that was born the 25th of July.
That's great. Well, I know you haven't been to Chile, in the Chile for several months, but can you give us an update of the ministry there?
Yeah, it's almost dangerous to tell you, because you'll say, well, why didn't you leave Chile sooner? Actually, what has happened is that in Philly, the church plant has gone from about 60 to up to 100 people in attendance. And the ministry to those with visual disabilities has moved from 30 people on up. Well, I thought it was 60, and the other day they corrected me and told me it was 80.
Wow.
So the ministries are just taking off. That is very, very exciting. And so we are very, very grateful to to the Lord for what He is doing and how He's a blessing in all of this. There are growing pains that I might have mentioned on a previous call, but that's to be expected when you have that ministry that, by God's grace, are taking off.
Right. Well, for those here who don't know exactly what, is it Siempre? Is that how you say it?
They need to. That's the Presbyterian Ministry Center, or Centro de Ministerio Presbiteriano.
Okay. And tell us a little bit more about what that does.
Okay. That's a ministry that seeks to minister to, work with the people who are blind or low vision. Now there's children involved. David and Danielle Groton have been doing a wonderful job there. And as has the whole Sanipre team. And so we seek to minister to the spiritual, emotional, and physical needs of these people. A lot of them have lost their sight as adults. Others have were born blind, especially among the children. So that's the overarching idea of that ministry.
Okay.
The exciting thing is that it is now in connection with a lot of, a number of local churches that are church plants or mother churches of church plants.
Mm-hmm.
And that group is called Gospel 360. And they are more and more involved. Such that when the site in Chibwe for the Mibrika with a few different locations got to be too small, they moved to an Anglican church, which is supportive of this ministry as well as our Presbyterian churches. So that's all very, very exciting what's happening.
What is the main religion or spiritual atmosphere in Chile? Catholic?
Well, traditionally Catholic, but there's a lot of New Age, you know, good vibes, garbage that goes around, and just plain secularism.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
How is you had put on your prayer list Kathy's knee? How is she feeling?
Well, she is struggling. We have chosen to do because we have a better insurance situation in Chile is to wait to deal with something. So she has wanted to wait till we get to Chile and then there's family nearby and everything too, to help, but we have Chilean insurance and American insurance, and that will help us with a lot of the expenses related. Plus, it's just cheaper to do medical in Chile.
Good.
Well, we're suspecting it's going to be a knee replacement.
Okay. So you'll have to keep
And she's got an appointment on the 12th of December.
Okay. So y'all would have just gotten back when she goes to do that.
Yes. And I'm also planning to see a doctor about sciatica that just won't get any better. It only gets so.
Okay.
That's another issue.
Well, prayerfully, y'all can get that taken care of when you get back to Chile. I know there's some other people. Shannon and Jacob are on the line. I know they're married now.
Oh, wonderful! Congratulations.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice, Mr. Rugg.
It's good to hear yours too.
And then the coin.
How's married life treating you?
It's great.
Does anybody on the Zoom or around the table here have any questions for John?
John, how long have you been in Chile?
36 years. It'll be 37 years, officially 37 years in January.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the Coin Kids want to say hello to John.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Yeah. John. Hey, Mr. John.
Hey, John.
What is Mr. John?
Hey. Good to hear your voices.
Glad to hear you're getting to go back to Chile soon.
Yes. Yes. This is really everybody has had a tremendous part in this, and you have to know that, and that we very much appreciate it, and thank you, and praise the Lord for you, because you are partners with us in this ministry.
John, speaking of partners, how's your dog handling all this upheaval? Yeah.
It's been a little hard for her. I think the tendency, she tends to be vocal. So she cries and whimpers. She whimpers for her food. She whimpers when she wants to go out. But she also whimpers when she feels like, oh, well, not another suitcase getting packed. And as I have traveled, there have been all of the dog lovers that sometimes they say, I wish the dog lovers were people lovers. but they, it's really, she's been spoiled a little bit by the attention of different people. So she tends to want to sniff everybody to see if she can get attention. So there's a way of dealing with that. And I use the gentle leader, and she all of a sudden becomes very demure and does what she's supposed to.
She's a good dog.
Smart. Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely, she's sharp. Very sharp.
John, you mentioned the growth that's happened, remarkable growth even, and as I understood then what you explained later, is that attributed to the growth in the churches? The growth of Siamapre is connected with the growth in those churches that are part of the larger ministry, is that right?
Yeah, you know, you have touched on a very exciting point that I observed in my two trips to Cuba years ago, back in 2002 and 2004. And I believe that, you don't do it for this purpose, but I believe that God blesses. What I saw in Cuba was a unification of work among people with disabilities and the churches, and the churches cooperating on that. They couldn't cooperate on what to sing in a meeting if they were from different denominations, but they could cooperate on the whole issue of ministry to people with disabilities. And because Jesus did that in his blessing, and I believe it is associated in some way in the the dynamics of things with God's blessing and bringing creating growth. That's what's going on in Chile. And so there's just, the contact between people what God is doing is really neat. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, that does. I mean, that's fascinating. Can't agree on what to sing, but we can figure out some other things and work together. That sounds like that's humans, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly each church, it'd be good for the churches to work together in in especially like-minded churches in a given city. They kind of divide and conquer. What is the massive mission field even in this country to reach people with disabilities?
John, how many children and grandchildren do you have now?
We have 4 children and 4 grandchildren in this world.
So you get to look forward to seeing the new one for the first time.
Correct. Yes.
That's it.
And they are living in our house, and will continue to do so for a while because my son-in-law's business did not do well recently, and so they're having to deal with that in an honorable way. So that little baby will be not very far away. Within earshot.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad, right?
Hey, John, this is David. Hey, I know in a prior email we've been praying for you guys having to move houses. Were you able to find a new house being here in the States?
What happened was that the lady that was letting us use the house rent free extended that, graciously extended that a couple more months. And she said, don't go anywhere, stay here. So we said, well, okay, what's the rent? She said, 0.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, but at least let us pay for the heating oil. And she says, if you insist. And so then we sent her a check for what it cost. And last I knew, she hadn't cashed it.
Mm-hmm.
But she is certainly welcome to do that because heating oil is at a terrible premium now.
What's the weather in Chile right now?
60s and 70s, 50s at night, 60s, 70s during the day.
Sounds familiar
down
here.
they're more extreme in those types of conditions. Except we're on the coast.
Okay.
So you would recognize that that's the difference between, say, Mobile and Montgomery.
That's right. Does anybody else have any questions for John?
The language is Spanish or Portuguese?
Spanish.
We do Spanish. I like to teach missionaries and Brazilians, missionaries to Brazil and Brazilians, and tell them they speak a dialect of Spanish and just bother them. But, of course, they can say, hey, look, half of South America is Brazil.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
Wow.
A huge country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, besides what we've talked about, is there any other prayer needs that you'd like to, for us to pray for before we get started in our prayer time?
Yeah, I would suggest, for example, for us, there's going to be a whole lot of, you know, effort that goes into just getting settled again. Apart from the health needs that you already know about, I would suggest that you pray, please, for we need wisdom because we don't want to take away, you know, pick up work from other people. What I mean by that is we don't want to take back work that others are doing very well. We want to be supportive of it and help expand it. So that's kind of the overall overarching vision that I have for work in the church plant and work at Semipre. We also have another prayer concern, because in April of next year, our dear friends and colleagues, David and Danielle Groton, are coming back to the States for 6 months. So that's going to leave a hole, and we are going to have to try to fill in some way some of what they're doing. And I think it's going to be key to find other people to help in that as well. excuse me. I'm 70 years old, and I think that one of the things that older people need to learn is not to stay out of the way, but to be a blessing and not a hindrance, and to help bring things forward without, you know, those famous last words, we've always done it this way.
All right, we're gonna,
I think that's very important.
Yeah.
We're gonna just move to time of prayer, and anybody that wants to pray can certainly lift up these prayer requests. Tom, will you?
Sure.
Open, Bubba, do you mind closing? All right,
go ahead. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of talking with John this morning, and Kathy, and just pray for them as they're in this state of upheaval for a week or so now, and traveling and making last connections here in the States, and especially with John's mother. But all of the preparations for returning to Chile being made now, in this time, and, pray that you would continue to sustain them, with these physical ailments, that are probably very much a hindrance to travel, and make the travel far less comfortable. But I pray that they would know your sustaining, strength and power as they go. And we just thank you for this report of the ministry in Chile, and particularly with Sam McRae, and that the churches that are connected there as a part of a network, and the cooperation that happens as the body of Christ comes together over this ministry and brings additional people in. And we know that adds challenges, and yet what great opportunities it is for the gospel to be heard and understood by yet more people. And so we pray through this effort that the gospel would go out, that people would be evangelized and discipled to know you, to love you, and to yet share this gospel witness with still more. So we pray your blessing on this time of transition for John and Kathy.
Lord, thank you for allowing us to spend this time this morning with John and hear about the updates in his ministry. Lord, we just ask that you will go before them as home to Chile, Lord. I pray that you will help them get settled in, as it's been a while since they've been there, Lord. And as they look forward, pray that you will give them wisdom and discernment and how to fit back into the ministry and to to make it exactly what you want it to be there, Lord. We just ask that you continue to lift them up and give them traveling mercies in Christ's name. Mm-hmm.
Father, we just give you thanks for the great work that's going on in Chile in these ministries right now, and just for this good report, Lord, that John has given us this morning. We just thank you for the growth of the church with 60 to 100 in attendance, and for the large group that are participating in the semi-pray, and that things are just taking off, and that we just ask you, we just thank you, Lord, for your blessing. And we thank you as well that John and Kathy are able to return to Chile. And Father, we just pray for them as they get settled. And again, we ask you for wisdom as they transition and back into the ministry, and just give them wisdom in how to be a blessing in bringing this ministry forward. And Father, we pray for both Kathy and John. Kathy with her the pain that she's having with her knee, and John with the sciatica. And we pray that they will be able to get these doctor's appointments lined up, and that they'll be able to get relief from the pain. And Father, I just pray that you'll lessen this pain while they're traveling, and just give them a comfortable flight, and just with no complications, and just journey mercies as they travel. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Father, Lord, you are a God who answers prayer, and I'd like to offer up praise and thanks to your name, Father, because you have answered two prayers that we've been praying for Mr. Rugg. You've allowed for him to go back to this ministry, something which seemed insurmountable, and yet you did it. You want him to go back there. You want their family to be together. Thank you for providing that. And also for the housing, Lord, you provided. You are a God who provides in ways sometimes we can't see or expect. So thank you that we can witness your hand at work. Thank you for this encouragement.
Lord, we just thank you for this time to spend with John and Kathy. And Lord, we are so thankful for the years of service that he has given there in Chile, and just the impact that he has made through what he's doing. And Lord, to work with the handicapped people, but also that he has been able to do such a wonderful job with a handicap that we really challenge to see how that happened. But you have used him in a mighty way there to draw people to yourself, to build the churches, to reach out to the disabled, and we just praise you and thank you for that. And I do lift up this transition as they go back, give them a safe travel, and give healing for both and the medical help they need. But also, as John has years of wisdom, that he can share it with the younger people, Lord, that they would take over, and that you would give him wisdom as he lets the younger people take over and transition, probably to do things differently and to grow the church. So it's such a blessing to be involved with John, who has been so faithful. It's always an inspiration to me personally, just to know that he's there and what he's done and how you have used him. So we pray that you'll give him many more years to make a difference there, and that you would encourage him and Kathy and his children, and just watch over them. So again, we just thank you this time to be with him and hear from him, and pray that you would continue to bless him. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.